Yeah, here we go now, baby. We are right back in to the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Friday edition of Before You Bet right here on the Coverage YouTube channel. Make sure you smash that subscribe button right down there. It brings me great pleasure to announce that we are coming off of a winning show yesterday. John Mettler and I come on to go 4-1 with our NBA picks. We almost got the sweep there. Jordan Clarkson on the line at the end of the game there for the Utah Jazz. Couldn't hit a couple free throws for us, so, but 4-1, we'll take it. We will try to go for the sweep tonight. It is our biggest NBA board of the entire season here on Before You Bet. 9 combined bets for John and I. Then in the back end of the show, for the first time ever on Before You Bet, we're making history. We're talking college hoops. Roe will be along to give out a couple picks, take a look at the futures odds board, and take a look at the loaded schedule tomorrow in college hoops. We're going to start to ramp up our college basketball coverage here with March Madness right around the corner. So let's bring in my first guest, John Mettler, the Ass Man. Now we're going to talk about this team here after the picks, but I'll start by asking you, how about them Knicks?
Yeah, we kind of touched on it briefly yesterday, and they looked another Jalen Brunson all-star, and you played like one.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, more Knicks talk coming up momentarily, but let's get into the picks here. I'm going to get us started. I'm going to tell you guys flat out, this is a very ugly card that I have today, but I absolutely love it, and we might be starting off with the ugliest of the ugly. That's right. Give me the Detroit Pistons +12 to cover the spread at home here versus the Clippers. Let's rally around these young men, because this is a team that plays up to the competition. They're on an 8-2 against the spread run as a double-digit underdog. This includes 5 straight covers in this spot, as they're really hanging around versus some strong competition. You dig into the stats, you're in the Pistons, surprisingly, not far off from the Clippers in many key areas over the last 10 games. Detroit barely behind them in both EFG percentage and opponent EFG percentage. They're getting to the free throw line a lot more, allowing fewer offensive rebounds. And just check out the game situation here for the Clippers. Do you think they're fired up for this game? Not exactly game 7 of the NBA Finals, is it? They've been on the road for a week now. This is their second straight game versus a dud opponent. They're coming up a win versus the Wizards. They're 1-4 actually this season as a double-digit favorite. So maybe a little bit of a letdown spot for the Clippers. They should win, obviously, but I'm not sure if they can pull away to win by 13 or more points. So give me the Pistons +12. Okay, John, let's stick in this game. You have a prop for this game. You like Paul George. What are we looking at here?
Yeah, so I'm going Paul George 3+ assist. It was +180 at Bet365. So this is a alternate total, same similar to what we were doing yesterday. Just so happens they're kind of lining up together here. For Paul George, he's like in a very interesting spot, because he's got like this combination of he was going under his assist total, you know, with the James Harden being added, running more of the offense, Russell Westbrook to the bench, all that. It started to send Paul George under his assist total, and his totals was slowly going down type thing. And then you also throw in a minutes restriction. So his last, I think it's 4 games, he's been on a minutes restriction, hasn't played more than 29 minutes because he was a little banged up. So when you're combining like the lower minutes, he's not going over his totals, all this, it was constantly sending his assist prop down. The thing is on Wednesday, he completely flat out sat out against the Washington Wizards. And now today he's not even on the injury report. So I think there's a chance he's not on a minutes restriction anymore. So that being said, this prop, I think it's being priced like his minutes are down and, you know, kind of like the production is down and all that. And there's a chance he's not even, you know, he could play 30, 35 minutes, which also I do want the Pistons to cover the spread, because that I would like to see more minutes for George. The flip side is I think this is a good price, even if he's only playing 29. So like the projection I'm using is that he's only playing 29 minutes, but if that minutes restriction is gone, this is a huge boost to this bet. Though if you would have, like at the beginning of the season, if I would have told you could have bet over 2.5 assists for Paul George at +180, you wouldn't even ask for me to explain why we're betting this. You would just run your sportsbook and bet this. I mean, this guy trades at the beginning of the season. He's a 4.5 type guy. 2.5 +180. This is just, I think this is a, not necessarily, it kind of is. I think it might be a huge whiff by the sportsbooks here. I think they combine the minutes restriction with, you know, the lack of like kind of production for assists for George recently, and they really adjusted the total down. And I think there's something here for sure with Paul George. I would really like to bet.
Okay. Yeah. John calling out the sports books here and Russian 05 weighing in on the live chat. He says, I like that John doesn't even react to the ass man nickname anymore. He just knows he has to accept it. Hey, it's a great nickname to have. And if you don't know why I call him that, it's because he always bets these assist props, hence the nickname ass man. So yeah, guys, if you are watching live, participate in the show. Let us know what some of your best bets are for tonight, this weekend, or even for the Super Bowl. And I will read a few off throughout the show. Okay, let's keep rolling here with the picks. We have Heat versus Wizards getting after it in the nation's capital tonight. A total of 228 for this one. And I am on the under because two ice cold offenses facing off here. 25th and 30th in effective field goal shooting percentage over the last 10 games. The Heat are dead last in scoring in this span. Check out the Wizards. They've been playing surprisingly strong on the defensive end. Fifth in opponent EFG percentage over the last 10 games. The fifth fewest threes allowed in this span. Plenty of defensive bright spots for Miami as well. They do a great job at defending the paint and limiting free throws. They also play at the second slowest pace in the NBA over the last 10 games. So all that combined, it shouldn't surprise you to hear that they are on a under tear at the moment. They've gone under a 9 of their last 11 games. Those games had an average combined score of just 112.7. And we're taking the under here at 228. Okay, back to John. You got De'Aaron Fox going. What do you like for him or what do you not like for him?
So I'm going De'Aaron Fox over 4.5 assists. This is actually same number, not the same juice. I laid -145, I think, on Wednesday against the Heat. For Fox, his assist prop, I mean, the 4.5 is just in this like window, it's just a good price with Fox. And it's for you kind of keep going back and forth. Like, I've bet this pretty consistently throughout the season. You know, he cashes, he doesn't. The thing is every time he misses, like even on Wednesday against the Heat, he had 3 assists. So it doesn't look great. He goes under the 4.5. He had 11 potential assists. So like he just does this every time. The potential assists are there and there's really no reason not to keep going at this. I think the one thing for today specifically, one, the juice is the lowest I think we've ever been able to get on this 4.5. I think the matchup really helps Fox in this spot because the reason he fluctuates so much with his total and like the potential assist converting is he doesn't have a lob threat. Sabonis is not a lob threat. And, you know, Keegan Murray, Harrison Barnes are more shooters. So he's relying on 3-point shooting a lot. And he's kind of relying on Sabonis to be able to finish around the rim. That kind of alters his like ability to convert those potential assists. Against the Pacers, the lane's wide open. So on top of having the, you know, the shooters on the perimeter, if they make shots, that's great. But like a cutting Harrison Barnes should be able to finish at the rim against the Pacers. And even Sabonis, you know, on the inside, there's not much resistance there from the Pacers. So I think that we should be able to see those potential assists kind of convert at a higher rate against the Pacers specifically. The other thing too is, I mean, Fox and Sabonis, they're both snubbed last night from the All-Star game, right? So I think they're going to come out. They should be pretty motivated. This is also, I mean, Tyrese Haliburton was traded for Domantas Sabonis and they're playing in Indiana tonight. And the Sacramento Kings picked Fox over Haliburton. So there's a lot of like, kind of like personal things here too for Fox. I just like the spot. I like the juice. I like the matchup. 4.5. This guy's going to be the death of me if he doesn't keep going over it. Those potential assists, they just got to convert at some point. I think saying against the Pacers, they will.
All-Star game snubs. Add Trae Young to the list. Everyone's a snub. Everyone can't make it, people. They can only allow so many guys to make these rosters. The All-Star game's a complete and total joke anyways. Some of the dunks are pretty good. The three-point shooting competition is the best part of the entire weekend. Okay, let us keep rolling here. We go to Atlanta next where the Phoenix Suns are in town, and I will take those Phoenix Suns to cover the spread. -3.5. I absolutely love this spot. The Hawks, super inconsistent. The most inconsistent team in the NBA, and I'll tell you why. It's because they've covered the spread in consecutive games just one time all season. This was way back in October in their third and fourth games of the year. And I say this because they are coming off of a cover versus the Lakers in their most recent game. They're also somehow just 5-18 against the spread at home this season, which is easily the worst mark in the NBA. You dig into the stats, an enormous offensive advantage for the Suns here. Last 10 games, first versus 28th in EFG percentage, second versus 26th in points per 100 possessions. And the Suns also better in each of those categories defensively. And the Suns, they have their foot on the gas after some recent chokes against the Pacers and Magic. You might recall if you've been paying attention. They were lined up to win those games going into the fourth quarter versus both the Pacers and the Magic, and they choked those ones away. Since then, a couple double-digit wins against the Nets and the Heat. So don't expect them to take the Hawks lightly in this one. I will take them to win by at least 4 points tonight in beautiful Atlanta. Okay, next up, let's go to one of your favorite players, John, Jalen Suggs. What do you like for him?
So I'm going Jalen Suggs over 8.5 points. I'm just realizing right now this is almost like a revenge day because the two props I lost on Wednesday were Suggs points and Fox assists. So we're running them back. But the for Suggs, this is a very similar. So on Wednesday, I played Suggs over his points because the Magic were playing the Spurs. Magic like to score a lot of their points in the paint. You know, you got Wembanyama in there changing the shots for everyone. Kick out. And the Magic are, Gary Harris is injured. There's not many shooters. So Suggs is going to have to shoot three-point shots to stretch the floor. This is the same thing. The Minnesota Timberwolves play, you know, almost have the exact same style of defense a little bit. You got Rudy Gobert in the paint there. There's a lot of size. Jay McDaniels is a big positional size. Karl-Anthony Towns is big. So the Magic are going to have problems scoring on the interior once again. This should be lead to opportunities for kickouts for Suggs. The adjustment down to 9.5. So we bet 9.5 on Wednesday. It's 8.5 today. That helps because, you know, I don't expect Jalen Suggs to get this off of three threes, but at least the opportunity's there, right? If it's 9.5, he hits three threes. We're still losing by a half point. So when you're betting on like kind of like a shooter, that really kind of helps here. The other thing for Suggs, this is he's a Minnesota high school legend. I remember last year he had his jersey retired at his high school the night before they played the Timberwolves. Then he came and played the Timberwolves. And I think he got ejected in the first, like maybe his first quarter. It's pretty early. He got ejected. I forget. It wasn't a fight, but like an altercation for sure. And he had like all the fans there and stuff. And he was all hyped up and he didn't even get to play. So, I mean, this is also Anthony Black just had this game. He's from Dallas. He just did with the Mavericks. And Jamal Mosley was running plays for Anthony Black to help him score. And he had a career high scoring game. So I wouldn't be surprised if Jamal Mosley runs a couple plays for Jalen Suggs too, just with the homecoming.
Okay. Evan weighing in the chat saying Mettler is a genius. So you have me calling you the ass man. You have him calling you a genius. So getting it from all directions here, John. Okay. Let's keep on rolling here with the picks. Memphis Grizzlies. I'm going to take them in the first half plus 4.5 at home versus the Golden State Warriors. Let's break this one down. This has been a hot spot for Memphis here. They're 9-1 against the spread in their last 10 first halves, ranking 7th in first half point margin in the NBA. Slow starts are the absolute norm for the Golden State Warriors. They have the worst first half against the spread record in the league. They've been especially bad lately, 27th in point margin over their last 10 with a 2-8 against the spread record. You dig into the numbers, we have a major gap defensively in the first half here, 4th versus 30th in opponent EFG percentage over the last 10 games, 3rd versus dead last in points allowed as well. It's funny, the Grizzlies, all their guys have gone down and all of a sudden they're better. The casual fan will look at the roster and won't recognize half of the names here for these guys. There we go. Better late than never on the graphic. We got her up though. Yeah, so Grizzlies first half. I know it's the second game of a back-to-back for them. Their last two games in the second game of a back-to-back, they outscored their opponent in the first half. So no worries there. The Warriors are a team that really turns it up in the second half, so we'll fade them in the first on the road tonight. Okay, Zion. We have a couple of props for this Pelican-Spurs game. You have something for Zion. What are we looking at?
So going Zion over 4.5 assists, plus 105 for Zion. It's pretty simple. So, I was watching this Magic Spurs on Wednesday. Very similar, kind of like Franz Wagner, Paolo Banchero, kind of similar to Zion, right? Like positional size, you're going to drive the lane, finish at the rim. That's who Zion is. For aside from like the block shots, like Wembanyama was making Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero just even changed their like decision making. You could tell they were like, they didn't even really know what to do in the lane type thing. So they're like passing it out and stuff. And then eventually they kind of, I think Mosley took a timeout and Wagner, they're just like, just drive. He blocks it. The thing is if, you know, for someone like Zion Williamson, he is pure, like in the paint, use his build, his size, finish at the rim. If Wembanyama can just make him pass or like think about a shot 2-3 times, you know, that's 2 or 3 potential assists that you don't usually get from Zion. And this 4.5 is this is a good price against any team for Zion Williamson, really. 4.5 plus 105. Sometimes he trades at 5.5. So I think there's very rarely someone in the league who can make Zion pass. and Wembanyama is that guy. And Zion, like, you know, the Magic guys like Wagner and Banchero, they're just more taking mid-range jump shots, backing out to the three-point line too. That's not Zion's game at all. Zion, I think he attempts like 0.3 threes a game. He's not going to step back and start shooting. He's going to keep going at the rim. If anything, I think he's just going to start creating for his teammates. I think at the plus price, you got to take this. It just, if you think of how Zion scores, like specifically to the player, Wembanyama can be really disruptive to that, and he can force him into a couple passes.
Okay, some action in the live chat. Frank weighing in. I don't know if he's being sarcastic at all. He says, oh, wow, nice graphics. Loving this. First time in a live show. Not sure what to expect. Taking notes for sure. I don't know if he's being genuine there or not, but yes, we do include a lot of graphics in the show. We're quite proud of that. We actually have a fancy subscribe graphic. I don't know if producer Mick, yeah, there we go. Thousands. I took a pay cut so we could afford to bring in that subscribe graphic, actually. So yeah, make sure you go down and hit that subscribe button here on the Covers YouTube channel. Okay, final NBA pick, an absolute avalanche of them here. Beautiful looking board here tonight, a player prop for me. Devin Vassell. The San Antonio Spurs, I'm going to fade his point total, take him to go under 21 and a half points. So I think he's being overvalued here due to a recent scoring surge. I'd seen him score 26, 24, and 25 points. Prior to those games, he actually stayed under 22 points in 9 of 10 games. Just last week, his point total was set at 17 and a half. In 8 of his last 10 games, he's been set at under 20, so I think a little bit of an overreaction to the surge he's had. I think this is a bad matchup for him as well, and it is a game where he will come back down to earth a little bit. The Pelicans do an excellent job at locking down opposing guards, the second fewest points allowed to guards over the last 10 games, doing a great job of limiting free throws and threes. And New Orleans, he hasn't had any success against them at all this season. Totals of just 13 and 14 points against the Pelicans this season. So Vassell under 21 and a half points. Frank says he is dead serious. He's already subscribed as of last week. Looking forward to catching some live shows. Absolutely, Frank. We appreciate your viewership. Super Bowl week here next week at Before You Bet. We will still be covering the NBA, though. Okay, John, let's end with this. So at the end of your segment there yesterday, we talked about the New York Knicks. And we said, hey, I would rather place a bet on them to win the East than the Milwaukee Bucks. And pretty timely comments because they ended up having a great game. They got off to a slow start versus the Pacers yesterday, but they fought back. They covered the spread. Very exciting finish to that game. And they're doing it without two of their best players here. OG's been out. I think he's missed 4 games in a row. Randall's been out for about a week now. As well, there's some serious depth with this team. I think they have some great chemistry. They look like one of, if not the best defenses in the NBA right now. And I think they have a good shot against anyone in the East in a playoff series. And you are in agreement and you actually put your money where your mouth is. You bet them to win the Eastern Conference last night.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you brought that up, it was kind of something I've been kicking around and like looking at. So as soon as you said like, oh, I'd rather take the Knicks, that's why I reacted the way I did, because it was something I was looking at already. Last night, I hit the button on this, and there was multiple reasons. One, you know, it was announced Joel Embiid has the meniscus tear. They don't know the timeline on that. Also, Julius Randle, they said a couple, I think it was like 2 weeks, and then we have the All-Star break coming up, so he shouldn't miss as many games as he might. The one thing... So I bet the New York Knicks each way for the Eastern Conference at 365 plus 1400. So what that means is the amount you bet, it would be one bet on them to win the Eastern Conference at plus 1400. And then it's half that. So it plus 700 if they make the Eastern Conference. So it's two bets. It would double the amount you're betting. The reason I bet that is I was kind of kicking around the Knicks for a while. I was just concerned. You don't want them to be the 4 seed, play the Celtics in the semis, yeah, and then they get burned there. It looks like now, you know, with Embiid going out and kind of the Bucks, they might go through an adjustment period here with Doc Rivers as the head coach, and they could slide just a little bit. If the Knicks get the 2 seed, perfect, right? We want to stay away from the Celtics. That was kind of like a big part of it. You just need to, my thought process with, you know, the each way on the Eastern Conference, just think, you know, if they enter a second, they just need to win their first series. They enter a second round series. You have a plus 700 price on them to win that series. You can work off that for sure. There's no way you won't be able to work off that price. They won't be plus 700. So I think there's a good chance they're going to be plus 700 just to win the Eastern Conference outright pretty soon. So that's why I jumped at that.
I am jumping on the bandwagon as a fan and as a bettor. I am a Raptors fan. They're going nowhere as quick, though. They're doing a bit of a light rebuild right now. They're probably going to stink for the next half decade. They're going to have some luck in the draft. So I'm going to hop onto the New York Knicks bandwagon until the end of the regular season, at the very least. I've never been a fan of a New York team. I hate most New York teams. The Jets, the Giants, the Yankees, the Mets are okay. I like the Devils are from New Jersey. But yeah, it feels pretty good to be a fan of a New York team. So yeah, this is a very likable team. So I will get behind the Knicks and hopefully they can finish the regular season strong, have some injury luck and make a run here in the playoffs and cash that bet for you. Okay, John, we'll leave it at that for today. A bunch of bets here. Best of luck with all of them. Hopefully we'll be celebrating a sweep at the end of the night. 9-0 for you and I here. Probably unlikely. You never know, though. We had a nice night last night, so hopefully we can keep that going here tonight.
That would be a that's one you celebrate on social media, a 9-0. That's a massive sweep.
Yes, sir. All right, my man. Take her easy. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you again on Monday.
All right. Enjoy the weekend, everyone.
Yes, sir. All right. Luis weighing in the live chat. Play of the day. He likes the Suns -3.5. So he and I are aligned on that one. Let's go, Phoenix. Okay, let us shift gears for the first time ever on Before You Bet. Let's talk some college hoops. Of course, no NFL to discuss for this weekend. Pretty big game coming up next weekend, though. So very excited to announce that Roe will be covering college hoops for us. He has been covering college basketball all season here, but he'll be doing some segments here on Before You Bet. Roe, welcome to the show. How are you making out today?
Good, good. Pretty excited for tomorrow's college basketball slate. Looks absolutely loaded. Some pretty good games tonight too. Not as many, but a couple decent lines to bet here.
Yeah. So yeah, nothing extremely sexy on the board here tonight from a fandom perspective or a casual fan perspective, maybe, but some good looking betting spots. Let's start here. A Big Ten matchup. We have Ohio State taking on Iowa, and there's a bet you like for this game.
Yeah, there's a couple of bets I like actually. I'm taking Iowa on the spread here, getting it at -4.5. Now, Iowa is typically extremely tough to play against at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. You notice in the Big Ten, especially, a lot of really stark home-away splits for a lot of these teams. Like I said, usually very tough at home, but they did actually lose their last two games at home, played against Maryland and Purdue. But I think this is a really good bounce back for them spot for them here. Take on an Ohio State team that has been terrible on the road. You know, there's that old adage that defense travels, and that kind of works the opposite way too. If a team is really bad on defense, they rely on their shots to win games. When those shots don't drop on the road, they often struggle, and that's been the case for the Buckeyes. 0-5 straight up and against the spread on the road this season. They're really bad defensively, 120th in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency. The Hawkeyes, of course, are terrific on offense. They don't turn the ball over. They shoot extremely well. 18th in the country in adjusted offensive efficiency. So I like them to cover what is kind of a moderate spread here.
Okay. There's a prop for this game that you like as well. Let us know where you bet this as well, because I'm guessing as a bit of a casual when it comes to college hoops, I get more into it around tournament time. But I'm guessing these differ quite a bit from sportsbook to sportsbook.
Yeah, they often do. And, you know, it's really been this year where I've noticed a lot of player props have been dropping in the mornings for a lot of guys on bigger programs. And, you know, Bruce Thornton, the over 3.5 assists from right now, it's -115 at a couple books, actually. You're getting this at -115 over at DraftKings and Bet365. So it's, you know, kind of similar across the board. This is a really good spot for him here. I know I bet Iowa on the spread. But Thornton, I like him to go over his assists here. He's had at least 4 assists in 7 of his last 9 games. You know, I mentioned the Buckeyes are bad defensively. The Hawkeyes aren't much better. 298th in the country in assists allowed per game. The Hawkeyes also play an up-tempo style. Buckeyes are usually much slower in terms of their pace. But with how fast the Buckeyes, with how fast the Hawkeyes play, you are going to see more possessions for Thornton this one. So I love the assists prop here.
Okay, Big East matchup, Butler versus number 13 ranked Creighton. We have a double-digit spread in this game. You on the favorite or are you on the dog?
Yeah, I'm taking Creighton here, -10. I think this line is going to creep a little bit higher. I'd be willing to take it up to -11.5 for sure. maybe even a little bit higher than that. We'll see. But right now, I think minus 10.5, great number. You look at Butler, they are on a three-game winning streak. But if you really look at their opponents, not quite as impressive. One of those games was against DePaul, who are probably the worst Power Six team in the nation. The other came against the Hoyas, who are also a pretty terrible sub-500 team. Then their other win was at home in overtime against Villanova. Kind of looks good on the surface. Then you realize that Nova's 1-6 in their last seven games. You look at Butler before that three-game winning streak, they were just 1-5 straight up and against their spread in those six games. You look at them in general when they play at home, very good shooting team. On the road, not so much. They're shooting almost 55% from inside the arc at home, but that number drops to just 48.9% on the road. You look at the Blue Jays, terrific defensive team, especially with Kalkbrenner protecting the rim there. They're holding opponents to just 44.1% shooting from inside the arc. That's the 14th best mark in the country. Creighton is 10-1 at home. They've got an average scoring margin of plus 18.7 points per game. So I like them to roll here, and I'm not really putting too much weight into Butler's recent winning streak.
Okay, so of course we know the Super Bowl coming up next Sunday. When that's all done with and the dust settles on that, a lot of attention is going to be shifting over to college basketball. We'll have the conference tourneys, of course, followed by March Madness. So it's really about to start to ramp up here. So taking a look at the futures odds board here, we have Purdue as the favorite, plus 850. Houston hot on their heels at 9-1. UConn 9-1 as well. North Carolina, Arizona, Kentucky, Auburn, Tennessee, and Kansas all in the mix there. Does anything stand out to you on the championship odds board or any conference futures bets that you have your eye on?
Yeah, as far as the national picture goes, I think there's a bit of value right now in Kansas and Duke. I've kind of been on them all season. They were kind of the front runners at the start of the year. They've had, a few bumps on the road along the way, but I still think they're both extremely good teams, talented, well-coached, deep. So I think they both still have what it takes to win. And because of those recent bumps along the road, you're getting them at a much better value now than maybe you were earlier in the year. As far as the best overall futures bet right now goes, I'm actually looking at some of the conference championship odds. This is conference to win the regular season odds. And, I love Utah State right now. Really good value. You're getting them at plus 140 over at FanDuel. Utah State right now, they are atop their conference. Kind of interesting because you look there and they have a little bit of a lead. You look at the other teams that are, right at the top of their conference. Utah State's plus 140, like I said. You're seeing Boise State, you're seeing New Mexico, you're seeing San Diego State, who are kind of always there. You look at Boise State and New Mexico, they get to play both of them at home for the remainder of the year. So that's a pretty big advantage there. They have a home and away against San Diego State. But the Aztecs, the Aztecs haven't looked quite as good this year as they have in the past. And the Aztecs have, a pretty tough schedule as well. And they're two games behind the Aggies here. So I think being able to get the team that's currently atop the conference and probably has the easiest schedule the rest of the way through at plus 140 is pretty phenomenal value. That's over at FanDuel, plus 140 for Utah State.
Okay, so fantastic job by the schedule makers here tomorrow. Obviously no football of any kind tomorrow, no hockey even, All-Star weekend. And just a loaded schedule here for college basketball. A bunch of ranked matchups. Now, we will await lines and spreads and totals to open up for those. But anything that you think better should have on their radars for tomorrow's stack schedule?
Yeah, KenPom's always a great little predictor of what these lines are going to kind of look like. And looking at the KenPom projections for tomorrow, they have, Kansas losing by 5 points to Houston at home. Kansas is plus 3.5 or more. At Allen Fieldhouse, where they are 11-0 this year. That seems like an absolute gift. For Houston, the Cougars have been pretty good this year, but, they're not in the AAC anymore. Yes, they've been winning, but it hasn't been really blowout wins like they've had in the past, especially when they're playing on the road. You look at their last four away games in conference play. They just edged Texas in overtime. They were tied with BYU until the final minute, and then they lost outright to Iowa State and TCU. Kansas is better than any of those teams. More talent, better coaching. I expect Kevin McCullough to be back in the lineup after missing the last game with a bone bruise. You look at Houston, you know, they don't have the size to really take advantage down low. And, you know, I think Dickerson's going to have a big matchup advantage there. So, you know, a lot of reasons to like Kansas and take them with the points here, which is probably the situation that we're going to see on Saturday. Also looking ahead to Sunday, a couple days away from there. So definitely no lines. But I'm going to actually look to fade Zach Edey on probably what his points total is going to be at. You know, this guy's been a monster lately. He's probably going to win National Player of the Year again, averaging a ton of points, scoring at least 26 in five of his last six games. But you look at Wisconsin, and they're a team that plays at an extremely slow pace. So you're going to see fewer possessions for Edey. The other thing is that Edey gets a lot of his points when he, you know, draws those fouls close to the basket. Wisconsin does not foul at a high rate, and they've got the big bodies they could throw at him down low to at least slow him down. So, you know, I'm going to look to play the under on his points, but we're going to have to wait to see what that is. So check it out on Twitter. I'll definitely post something about that.
There we go. Yeah, make sure you are following Row on Twitter or X at @covers_Row. He's going to be all over the beat there tomorrow for College Hoops and will be all over the beat for us right through March Madness. And, of course, he'll be back with us again on next Friday's show. But that's going to be the best of his best for the Super Bowl. So we look forward to discussing that with him. Then, Ro, best of luck with all your bets here tonight and through the weekend. We will catch you again next week.
Thanks, Joe. Best of luck.
Yes, sir. The man right there. Okay, Frank weighing in again. He says he's going to rewind and watch the show from the beginning. I'll catch you guys next one. Take care, everyone. What a nice thing to say by an internet user. The modern day internet user is more likely to tell a bunch of strangers to go F themselves. But we have Frank here saying, take care, everyone, to a bunch of strangers. What a nice guy Frank is. So thank you very much for Frank, to Frank there for that. I think, yeah, some very positive vibes from him. So we appreciate that very, very much. Okay, lots going on here at Covers, guys. We are all over Super Bowl 58. We already have an avalanche of content up here on the YouTube channel and over at covers.com. And we're going to have a lot more coming next week. So make sure you subscribe to the channel here and hit up the website as well, covering everything that there is to cover. We're all over the NHL All-Star Game and stuff like that as well. And of course, NBA through the weekend. A quick recap of my NBA picks. If you guys are just tuning in, I took Pistons plus 12, Heat Wizards under 228, Suns minus 3.5, Grizzlies first half plus 4.5, and Devin Vassell under 21.5 points. If you want to catch your breakdowns, it's easy. Just go back to the start of the show and you can catch them there. Okay, that does it for today, guys. Best of luck with all your bets tonight and through the weekend. We will be right back with you guys on Monday for Super Bowl week here at Before You Bet. Best of luck. We'll see you then. Woo!